Do you believe Obama is doing wrong? I hear all the time that he is conspiring to take our weapons from us to protect us, but it's really to make us weaker. Is this the false prophet God has warned us about? In Revelation chapter 13, we read of three persons that are prominent during the tribulation period. There are the dragon, the beast, and the second beast. I encourage everyone to read this entire chapter, but I want to concentrate here on this second beast. Let's read of him in Revelation 13:11-18. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth, and them that dwell therein, to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth, in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth, by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now let's read Revelation 19:20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that had worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Now I read these two portions together to show that the second beast of Revelation 13 is the false prophet that is spoken of in Revelation 19. And just who is this false prophet? Well, we read in Revelation 13:11 that this false prophet comes out of the earth. It would be more accurate to say that he came out of the land, referring to the land of Israel. So this false prophet will be of Jewish descent. Notice that he compels everyone to worship the first beast, that he performs miracles, and that he is full of deception. From this we see that he will be a religious leader during the tribulation period. Of course, his religion is false and of Satan. From these few simple references, we can understand that Barack Obama is not this false prophet. Your concern seems to be that President Obama is trying to deceive us and make us weaker. It could be very well be true that his actions will serve to make us weaker as a nation. What, as Christians, should we do about this? Pray. 1 Timothy 2:1-4 tells us, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Let us all be in constant prayer for our political leaders. Proverbs 21:1 tells us that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Notice in the verses we just read in 1 Timothy that the Lord's will is that all men should be saved. We all love our freedoms, our liberties, and our rights, and we thank the Lord for these things. But there is something of far greater importance, the salvation of precious souls. Remember that the Lord Jesus gave up his freedom, liberty, and rights, and went to the cross to die so that sinful man might be saved. Our prayer should be that the Lord will maintain our freedom to share the gospel with those around us. In our nation, we still have the freedom to preach the gospel. May we all take full advantage of this freedom and share the gospel each day as the Lord leads us.